Perek Beis, and my edition is Daf Yud Tes. Now we're finally moving, after 3 weeks, from the concepts of Malchus to the world of Shabbos. And what we spoke about Malchus was that if we have B'cho Hashem HaGedula, B'HaGevura, B'HaTeferes, HaNetzach, V'Ahod, B'cho Hashem HaMamracha, B'HaMisnasei L'cho Rosh, that we have the six midot of Chesed through Yesod, and then we have the seventh midah, L'cho Hashem HaMamracha, Malchus. Malchus is a midah of Reslei Migar Meklal. It's nothing of its own, but what it does is it takes the six midot and moves them from the potential to the actual. The example that would be given is like a king. A king, in other words, before he became the king, probably he sat and thought, if I were a king, what would I do? How would I arrange my malchus? How would I arrange the economics of the malchus? How would I arrange the ethics of the malchus? How would I arrange the enforcement, the police of the malchus? How would I arrange the army of the malchus? Then he becomes the king, and now all of this potential can become actualized. And when it's actualized, then two things happen. Firstly, we see the melech reflected in the medina. Namely, the melech had these ideas of chesed, and he had these ideas of tiferes, and he had these ideas of yesod. And now, all these ideas, all this theory, is actualized and it's being reflected by the am. That we see the chesed of the melech in the am. They're behaving with chesed. We see the din of the malchus within the am. Everything is mesudar. Everything is in order, etc. It's not let's say, for example, someone would come here for Shabbos, and he would sit at a tish, and in front of him there would be 50 talmidim, and everyone's sort of waiting for the melech to begin to sing. And when the melech begins to sing, then everyone begins to sing, and then it pulls out the best which is within the individuals. That all of a sudden they had it within them in potential, but they needed someone to initiate it, to instigate it, to start it off, that it would come min hakoach el hapoal. So that's one thing. Namely, that now the medina, the mamracha, reflects the melech. And secondly, they realize that the melech is far beyond them. Namely, that this is always called the concept of keter. The melech has a king. On one hand, he's reflected by the malucha, but on the other hand, they realize that he's the one who had these ideas. He's really far above. He sort of lowers himself in order to be able to relate to the malchus, but his midot go far beyond that which is the malchus itself. Now, let's move over to Shabbos, and let's say realize that Shabbos, the Iker of Shabbos, says this is Yom HaShvi'i. That Shabbos represents the midah of Malchus, that the whole concept of Shabbos is to take the potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world in 6 days and to actualize it. That for 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu built a world. But what did he do paradoxically? He built a world that when it's working, when it's going, when we're involved in it, he himself is hidden. He with the capital H. He is hidden. Because the world that he created, as we see it, is a world of Gashmius. Gashmius, by its nature, matter serves as a mechitza, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far beyond matter. And so the matter, when we're involved all week long, dealing, interacting with the world, what we are doing is that on one hand, we're dealing with that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but on the other hand, that which is beneath it, that which underlies the world, that we can't relate to. We simply see the world in terms of its matter. We see the world in terms of the fact that it can pull us in the wrong direction by presenting all sorts of options to us that are dead ends. We see a world in which we have frustration. We see a world in which we have pain. In the last 2 weeks, we see a world in which we have vulnerability. All of a sudden, we realize that we're not in charge, and it's very, very frightening. All of that is the world that we live in. And then comes Shabbos, and when Shabbos comes, Ba'a Shabbos, Ba'a Menucha. all of a sudden, for us, everything ceases to work. We take a step back from the world. The moment we take a step back from the world, what are we involved in? We're involved in Ruchnius. We're involved in Tahara. We're involved in Kedusha. We're involved in Kava. We're involved in Oneg. And then we can look at the same world and now see that world reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can see that world reflect the Yichud of Hashem, that this reflects all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particularly the Tov of Hashem, that which we knew was there in potential, but now it can become actualized via Shabbos. So Shabbos is really Shabbos Malchusa, the Midah of the Malchus, that Shabbos Machnisa L'toch Choshech Olamenu. And again, the Choshech Olamenu is our interacting with the world, but that world itself really is underwritten by Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it takes the taking a step back from the world in order to be able to appreciate the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in this respect, he goes back to the Shmona Esrei of Friday night, and we speak about Ataki Dashtas Yom HaShvi'i L'Shmecha, Tachlis Ma'aseh Shamayim V'aretz, Uveirachto Mikol Hayamim V'Kidashto Mikol Hayamim. That we have over here two concepts in terms of Shabbos. Did I skip a paragraph? Okay, not that much did I skip. Okay. Namely, that on one hand, Shabbos is Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz. Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz means that the Shamayim and the Aretz that were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see them during the course of the week as Mechitzos, as dividing between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden, Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz, we see, no, that the world really is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings the world to its tachlis. That brings the world to its to its goal. But more than that, Berachto mikol hayom v'kidashto mikol hazmanim, that Shabbos is, as he pointed out in Malchus, not just that the king is now reflected in his nation, but the king is seen as being the Keter, as being far beyond his nation. So over here, what happens on Shabbos is that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but beyond the world, there's a Shechina. And that Shechina is Shor on Shabbos. But we're able to link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to feel a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka on Shabbos. Rav Pinkus wants to stress that these two words are found back in the Parsha. If Chazal took these two concepts and stressed them in Shmona Esrei, that Shabbos is Tachlis Shamayim V'aretz, and it's also Berachto mikol hayamim v'kidashto mikol hazmanim, on one hand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in Shamayim V'aretz, on the other hand we have a bracha and a kedusha which is above and beyond the world. These are the two concepts of Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashvi'i mikol asher asa vayishbos b'yom hashvi'i. Vayechal Elokim and vayishbos. That the Vayechal comes from the Lashon of giving a sense of tachlus, of giving a sense of giving a sense of completion. There's a concept of kalul. Kalul means that we have klilat yofi, that the yofi is hafoch vafoch ba dekulav. So over here, that on one hand we have the tachlus shamayim v'aretz, that we can look at the shamayim v'aretz and see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the vayishbot, the moment that we are able to rise above the world, then we're able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far above the world. We're able to appreciate the noraut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're able to appreciate that which goes beyond the world. We say in Adon Olam, V'acharei kichlos hakol, levado yimloch nora. That after we have the klila, after we have the vayechal, then vayishbot, then levado yimloch nora, then everything becomes batel, and one can feel the shechina which is behind everything. In this way, we have Shabbos being the concept of Malchus. Moving over to Sif Beis, what he points out is that we speak about Shabbos as being Mekor HaBrachot. Like if you were to have a spring in the middle of your garden, that spring would bring about the growth of everything. So Shabbos just isn't the seventh day in terms of completing a week. Shabbos, as the Ari points out, gives the spiritual energy for the next week. That every time we have Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recharges the battery for the next week. But it's not that Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaBracha. But on Shabbos, we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the Makor HaBracha. Namely, that on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is behind the curtain all week long, all of a sudden the curtain is removed. One senses the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, so Shabbos is the kli. Shabbos is the mean. Shabbos is the gateway through which we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaBracha. Shabbos is the time that we can uncover the Makor HaBracha. In this respect, he quotes the Zohar that we're aware of, that Shabbos Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a shame? In the world of Kabbalah, shame and malchus are synonymous. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Yolam Va'ed, because a shame doesn't have any meaning if a person would be on a desert island. If his name is Joe, on a desert island, no one's going to call him Joe, right? On a desert island, a shame has no meaning. A shame only has meaning when you are with other individuals, and the shame gives you an identity. The shame gives you it's a way that you are recognized by others. That's Malchus. Malchus means that you are reflected, that the potential becomes actualized. So the shame, Shabbos, Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be nikar to his brewing. It's not that something changed, less le migar miklal. It was all there all along, but the potential is now actualized. The world that previously had hidden HaKadosh Baruch Hu now serves to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now serves to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Makor HaBracha, back into the world. He sums it up, I'll just read his language. Nimsa sheshabbos hu mamash shmo shehaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of a name. A name is a way of recognizing an individual. Yesh efsharut likrolo. In other words, you have a name, you can use that name to call an individual. Joe, you call out, Harry, Sam. In other words, you call out to someone. The moment you call out to someone, you can link in with him. So on one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected. On the other hand, one is able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far beyond everything that he created. That's the concept of a shame, and that's Shabbos. So if we speak about Shabbos as being the Makor, Shabbos is not the Makor. Shabbos is the gateway to see that Hashem is the Makor and to connect to that Makor. In this respect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many shemos. Classically, shemos refer to an aspect of Hashem. We have Kael, that relates to the chesed of Hashem. Elokim relates to the din of Hashem. Shabbos, as being a shem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents the essence of Hashem. The Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem HaMiyuchad, namely that which is behind everything. The Kli Lasyofi, the Vayechal, and the Yishbos. With this, you can understand the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pevav. The Gemara says, L'kulei Alma, both according to Rav Yossi and according to the Chachamim, where it's unclear exactly on what calendar day Matan Torah was, whether it was a Vav Sivan or a Zayin Sivan, but everyone agrees that it was Shabbos. We know that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Kulei Alma, b'Shabbos nitna haTorah. So usually we say, namely, that the Torah needs to have been given on Shabbos. Shabbos somehow adds to the Torah. But that, l'chor, is counterintuitive. Shabbos is only meaningful because it's in the Torah. Nefesh HaChayim points out everything interconnects, that Kudsha B'rich Hu V'Orai Sachad Hu. The Torah represents the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything which is important is in the Torah, and anything which is in the Torah is important. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is meaningful because it's in the Torah. So what does it mean? Kulei Alma, b'Shabbos nitna Torah, ki'ilu Shabbos is that which makes Torah Torah. Torah is that which makes Shabbos Shabbos. No, but after what we explained, we see certainly, the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how can we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah? How can we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah? That's via Shabbos. Namely, Shabbos is that day in which all the masks are removed, in which the potential becomes the actual, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in the world, and in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected beyond the world. And that, in other words, by linking in with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's linking in with the Torah. Now, Shabbos is, the gateway. It's not the end. The end is Torah, because Torah is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to be able to have a means of linking into Torah. So, lo nitna Torah, Shabbos, elo l'talmud Torah. Shabbos is the day we should be learning, because Shabbos is the leschei migarmei klal, is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world in order to be able to allow the world to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos in the world by taking a step back, wow, and then to be able to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se goes far beyond the world. In this respect, and just as a coming attraction, we'll just mention Perek Gimel deals with the concept of Kolel. Kolel is a concept within the world of gematria. That if you have a gematria and you're one off, to say, oh, we'll add in the mispar ha-kolel, and then everything is fine. Sort of like we would call a finagle factor. Right? That if you're doing an experiment in quantitative analysis and it doesn't exactly work out, so you just multiply by your finagle factor and then it works out. So we view the kolel, that's sort of the finagle factor, that a gematria really is not that exact. It can be off by one and everything is fine. Chas v'shalom, that's not what the kolel means at all. But what it does mean, that we'll talk about next week. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week, and that will link in with Malchus as well. Okay, so Belinda will continue.